Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey there, Marcus Bronzy here from How to Kill an Hour. Just thought I'd drop you a quick line to say, hey, thank you for supporting the podcast. Myself and the whole team really appreciate it. And we've decided to give back, and we've done that via our Patreon, which is a great way for you to show us a little bit of love by supporting us and becoming a patron of the show. And in return, we will give you extra episodes that we only give to our patrons. Plus, on top of that, you get all of the content that we deliver on our free feed earlier than usual and ad-free. Because, well, why are we going to make you listen to ads if you've just helped us out by giving a little to us? So here's a little taster of what you can expect on our Patreon feed. In 2020, it came to light that the US Navy had some patents that are on the side of weird, funky, and super futuristic. That sounds like the intro to like a house tune, innit? Weird, funky, and super futuristic. According to patents... According to patents filed by the Navy, it is working on a compact fusion reactor that could power cities and an engine that works using inertial mass reduction and a hybrid aerospace underwater craft.
Right, hang on. Sorry to butt in already. What on earth are you talking about? Already I'm like, a compact fusion reactor? What on earth are you... inertial mass reduction... hybrid aerospace under... Do you even know what you're talking about? Or are you just reading something?
I have no idea what I'm talking about. However, though, at the end of this podcast, I hope that we will have a slight understanding on what these are, Nick, all right?
It sounds like a load of words that aren't meant to be next to each other. Someone's just banged them next to each other. I don't know whether that's on me, though. It's probably more of a reflection on me and my understanding of exactly what it is you're talking about.
That was like me when they tried to put me in higher maths class at school. Yeah, I was like, yo, bruv, why didn't anyone tell me that this was just a German lesson? Because I don't understand what this teacher's saying. You know what I mean, like A B equals over C. This is not English, bruv. What is going on? funny story though. My maths teacher hated me, probably because he didn't like the fact that I didn't understand it. And to him, he's a very intellectual guy. So he'd be like, you know, obviously pi is this. And if you do this, A under B equals this, and in the brackets. And I was just like, bonjour. So he got really angry with me. So he used to like storm out in frustration sometimes into like a small office area. Yeah. So he'd be like, well, if you don't understand, just I'm going to leave you to work it out, guys. Like, he's a bit like that. But he was kind of just trying to let us work things out together without him in the room giving the answers. So he'd step out. Bruv, this is old school, innit? I don't think they're allowed to do that now. But he'd step out. He came back in one day and he was absolutely livid with me because I could not stop laughing at him for the whole lesson whenever he spoke to the class. And as I started laughing, the other people in the class started laughing. And it wasn't because I was trying to be a smart ass or anything like that. He went into his office, Nick, to let us work out a question. And when he came back in a few minutes later, he had a bit of chocolate on his face. Mm-hmm. So he'd blatantly just gone and like smashed a penguin bar or a Snickers or something and then come back in and be like, anyway, so what's the answer, guys? I was like, bro, how comes you can eat in the lesson and we can't? So like, as he's continuing the lesson, I was like, yo, is that chocolate on Sir's face? People were like, yes, Sir's got chocolate on his face. Anyway, digression over. So Nick.
Digestion over.
There we go. So because of the futuristic nature of these and the funky sounding words, these are being referred to as UFO patents. The Warzone has reported that the Navy has had to build prototypes of some of this outlandish tech to prove it worked. More about that coming up, right? So who's the man behind all of this, Nick? It's a man called Dr. Salvatore Caesar Pice, all right? So, okay. The Warzone has proven that this man exists, right? With some research. Thank you, by the way, to the Warzone. Very extensive research. Pice exists. Pice is a man, right? So we can stand by that, Nick, okay? He's a real person. And at least on paper once, he's replied to a few of their messages. Again, more of that coming up too. Now, Pius has worked for a number of different departments in the Navy, including the Naval Air Warfare Center Aircraft Division and the SSP, the Strategic Systems Program. They love a good old acronym there, don't they?
Yeah.
The SSP mission, according to its website, is to provide credible and affordable strategic solutions to the warfighter, aka create solutions to use tech instead of soldiers in the fields. Advanced weapons would fall under that description, Nick. All right? I can just tell. So, it's like... God.
Like, no... So, yeah, Pice is a real guy, cool. Yeah. I don't dispute that. But I'm sure in... You know, since the beginning of time, I'm certain no man has ever lied or made up a story or chatted shit for banter or because they want attention. Pice could just be full of shit. You know what I mean? Pice could have just been smoking spice before, you know, before he started chatting about this stuff, because it just sounds like Pice in the sky.
Oh, gosh. Oh, man.
Sorry. That's terrible. That's terrible.
Wonderful, Nick. Wonderful. But, so you're saying you're going to go with the classic Nick line of just make something up. See what happens.
Yeah, everyone's doing it on the internet, Pice. Come on, bro. Like, you know, everybody's got a fabricated life on the internet. You can't carry on like this. You can't carry on only telling people the reality of your world. You need to Pice it up a little bit, you know? Zhuzh the ting up, you know? Come on.
So Pice is at a bar.
Hey, man, I just feel like I'm treading water at work, man. I'm a smart-ass motherfucker. They're not giving me anything, man.
Why what's going on, Pice? You know, I don't know why you're so American and I'm so not. But anyway, why are you so upset, bro?
Just nothing's going on. I'm in every day, do some science, come home. They don't even understand when I talk about theoretic hyperfusion fusion.
Do some science. It sounds a bit vague. Sounds like anybody could do it. But anyway, that's not the point. What you need to do, Pice, is yeah. You know what? Like, social media has taught me a lot of things when I'm scrolling, looking at bikini pics of girls on the internet. It's taught me that, like, you just need to lie a little bit. You know, all these people that have got these great Instagram lifestyles, it's not real. It's all bullshit. Mm. So what you need to do, Pice, is I think you need to spice/pice some things up a bit, you know? Like, maybe tell some lies.
Pice it up.
Pice it up, yeah. Ooh. I mean, that could be your tagline. You know, everything's about brand nowadays. You know, people are brand crazy. You know, the Pice effect. You know, just like, this is what you need. You know, think about that incredible brand. Forget the science. Forget, like, saving mankind or going to space or finding out about aliens or if there's, you know, other galaxies out there with life on planets like ours. Forget all that shit, Spice. It's all about... Sorry, I'm drunk. I've been drinking too much. It's all about your brand.
Okay, so that sounds nice. No, that sounds nice.
Exactly. Now we're on the same page. I like that. Want another shot? Everybody!
That's basically what you think happened, right? Okay, I think that's fair enough. So you think Pice is going for the branded effect, Nick? Cool.
I think Pice is hanging around with some Cockney reprobate in a bar who's just leading him astray. And now here we are. He's talking about UFO patents. Yeah,
shot after shot. Well, what his office is doing when it comes to making stuff, what they actually really are making before we get onto these UFO patents, is they actually are working on a hypersonic weapon that could strike any target in the world within an hour. That's dangerous, Nick.
Why are governments and people and like on the one hand, I understand it because it's like, oh, we need this for protection because blah, 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 blah. But like, it's a little bit like when the election happened over here, you know, before the pandemic and all of that stuff. I was watching this. Here we go. This is going to show you how, you know, you can never judge a book by its cover. I was watching Question Time on BBC, which is basically, if you don't watch it, it's basically like a panel of like politicians / people, and they go like head to head, and there's a live audience, and the audience asks some questions and blah, blah, blah. pre-pandemic, the audience was in the building. Obviously now it's all digital and boring and crap. But anyway, like, there was one guy, they were talking about, I think it was Brexit, because that's just dominated everything over here for so long, right? And they were talking about that. And then one guy put his hand up and he started asking about, like, what are you doing to keep us safe, though? What are you investing in the military? What weapons are you going to have? You've said you're going to get rid of weapons that are nuclear submarines. And I'm like, are there normal people out there that really think like that? Because I don't think like that. I don't know about you, Marcus, but like, when I'm going about my life, I don't know, going down Tesco's or whatever, I'm not thinking, man, I'm so glad that we've got nuclear bombs, because I'd be so scared. I'd be shitting myself right now in this Tesco if we didn't have bare nuclear bombs. Like, it's so weird.
I think it's one of those things that I think is best not to try and think about, because it's never going to end right, is it? You don't want to walk around thinking you're the dog's bollocks because your country's got nuclear weapons and saying that because you just sound like an ass. And also, you don't want to be worried about getting nuked at any point. However, I do find it weird knowing that people are trying to build something that could just destroy any part of the world within an hour. Yeah. And I think it's not, you know, the old saying, guns don't kill people, people kill people.
Rappers do. That's a Goldie Looking Chain song for
That is Nick's outstanding quote here that we're going to clip and put on social media just by itself and leave it. So like, bruv, I just think the fact that there's something like that being built, like at any point, I just think that the human error is what worries me about this. Like, I could just imagine they put somebody on patrol and, you know, I could just imagine like you're the sergeant in a nuclear building. I'm the new guy and you've left me to guard the button that you don't need to press. And then all of a sudden you hear like a rocket taking off in the background and then, Commander Nick, it's Private Bronze here. Can I just grab you for a moment?
What's the Private Bronze? Calm down. What's the matter?
It's a funny story. You might want to take a seat if you don't mind, sir. I know you're my commanding officer, but I recommend it. You know that button outside that you the button outside that you said under any circumstances don't touch.
Yes, the big red one. Yes, under the cover and with the lock and the key. Yes.
Well, one of the guys bet me $100 that I wouldn't push it, and let's just say, do you want to go halves on $100?
You idiot!
Should have at least got $200.
Yeah, man. Should have got $1,000, man. Get me? I know people get more than that for putting cocks in chastity belts, but whatever. But yeah, so I just feel like the human error side of things makes me worried that at any point, because it's inevitable. If we all have these kind of things, weapons, somebody's going to fire one day by accident, and then everyone can sort of fire them afterwards. It's weird knowing that. If you had 60 minutes to live, what would you do? There you go. That's a little taster of what you can get when you're listening to the patron-only episodes of How to Kill an Hour. If you are still only dedicated to our free feed, that's fine. There's plenty there for you to enjoy and kill time with. And if you do want to show us a little bit of love and in return for that, get bonus episodes that are only for patrons and, of course, all of our regular content without ads, then feel free to click the link in the show description or just head to patreon.com/howtokillanhour. Anyway, I'll be in your ear holes real soon. See you next time.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.